Today on the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we're pleased to be joined on the line right now by Jason Nixon. He is the Minister of Assisted Living and Social Services for the Province of Alberta. It's first of all, sir. Thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Well, thanks for having me on.
All right, got a couple different things we want to talk about here. First thing I want to touch on is the campaign the province has recently started around elder abuse awareness. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what's happening as part of that?
Well, we're in Elder Abuse Awareness Week just passed, and we wanted to make sure that we continue to invest in making sure that people are aware of elder abuse. As we go in, we combat things like domestic abuse and other types of abuse in our society. What we do know is one of the number one things we have to do is make people aware of it, but more importantly, also make people aware of the resources that are there to be able to help individuals who find themselves in those circumstances so we can get them help. And so we want to continue to invest in awareness, but also in solutions that can help people that find themselves in unfortunate circumstances.
And with certainly a lot of numbers recently showing the province's population is going up and projected to continue on that trend, and that could also lead to a sort of more increase in that sort of seniors demographic. So do you think that's also a sort of important part of sort of highlighting the things, sort of the issues around elder abuse?
Yeah, I think it's critical. Look, our population of seniors in Alberta right now is around 830,000 individuals. Over the next couple of years, it's going to increase to almost a million. We're increasing our population of seniors by just over 4,000 individuals a month. So either turning 65 that live in Alberta or moving here that are 65 years or older to the province of Alberta. So this continues to be a high demographic within our province. And of course, as soon as we see more individuals show up, there's more chances of elders being taken advantage of. And we want to be able to make sure that we're providing awareness to them, but also opportunities, again, to protect them.
You've also been busy the past little while with a number of announcements related to employment supports for a number of different groups, like parents and youth, and I believe also military and public safety personnel as well. Why don't you get to take us through what's some of the different things happening on kind of those fronts there?
Yeah, the Alberta Advantage is alive and well. It's why people continue to move here. It's why we continue to see some of the highest employment numbers and salary numbers anywhere in the country. But we do know that sometimes people can be left behind as you see things like our large population growth. And we want to make sure everybody in Alberta has an opportunity to be able to take advantage of the Alberta Advantage. My department's investing $185 million in employment supports over this fiscal year. That's an increase of almost $85 million. In supports, I think, showing the importance that we're putting into investing and helping people get to work. And some of the most recent announcement in that area, right, is $17 million going to help youth that are unemployed. And just the other day in Edmonton, I announced $1.2 million specifically to go to former military personnel and former first responders who are transitioning into the civilian workforce to be able to make sure they have the best opportunity that they can have in the workforce in their new career after spending their whole career protecting us.
We talked a little bit about sort of different resources available for different things today. Now, sometimes being able to access them can be a little easier in some of the bigger centers, Calgary and Edmonton, than it is in some of the smaller rural locales, like up here in Peace River. How much is going to be sort of a focus put on trying to get some more of these things available in rural areas and more accessible?
Well, I'm a proud rural Albertan, as you know, from the great town of Sundre, and I continue to make sure that we're fighting to make sure that all of us rural Albertans get the same access as the big city folks. And I think you're right. I think it's something we have to continue to build upon. We'll be launching some campaigns soon that are also going to go across the province to be able to create awareness of the opportunities that we have in this space that sometimes rural Albertans may not be hearing about the same way as those folks who call the big city home. We're also really continuing to build on our partnership with FCSS, so Family and Community for Social Services programs that we partner on with municipalities all across Alberta to be able to make sure that we're leveraging that great resource inside our communities to be able to get government resources to the people that need them through the organizations that know their community the best.
And finally, we always like to add a little personal question on the Trending 55 Hot Seat, kind of show that the politicians are people too. Of course, we are coming up on summertime across Alberta. Probably some people interested in checking out some different interesting parts of this province. You yourself are the MLA for the riding of Rimby Rocky Mountain House Sundre. What are some interesting events going on there in the next little bit that you think people might be interested to check out?
Well, starting off in Sundre, where I come from, we got the big Sundre Pro Rodeo about to take place this weekend. First show starts tonight. Anybody down in that neck of the woods will see one of the best rodeos in the world. Of course, next weekend, we got the best stampede in the province. That's the Pinoca Stampede about to take place. And anybody who gets an opportunity to go west to Rocky Mountain House to see Abraham Lake and House Pass and all those great parts along the eastern slopes of the national parks. We'll find no more beautiful place, hospitable people in the world than the people of Clearwater County.
A lot of interesting things going on there. Jason Nixon, the Minister of Assisted Living and Social Services for the Province of Alberta, thanks for joining us here today.
Thanks for having me on.